This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Desperate for food, water, and shelter, survivors of Hurricane Dorian, which pulverized the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm, were anxiously awaiting relief on Friday as teams searched through the rubble of collapsed homes looking for bodies. Thousands of people were left homeless on the islands of Grand Bahama and Abaco, and many were becoming frustrated with the speed of relief and evacuation efforts. Prime Minister Hubert Minnis addressed the crowd of people at a port waiting for boats to take them to Nassau.
So I only want you to be patient. We can't move all of you at one time.
At least 30 deaths have been reported from the monster storm, but hundreds, perhaps thousands, are still missing, and Bahamian officials say the final death toll could be staggering. Robert Mugabe, who ruled Zimbabwe for 37 years following the end of white minority rule in 1980, died early Friday. He leaves behind a complicated legacy. Some hailed him as a liberation hero, yet others say he destroyed the economy and terrorized his people. VOA's Anita Powell has more.
Many Zimbabweans, many of whom were born after he came to power in 1980, say the truth is somewhere in the middle. The dashing, eloquent guerrilla fighter negotiated Zimbabwe's independence from Britain in 1979. Early on, he urged Zimbabweans to reconcile after the 15-year civil war that brought about independence. But as time went on, he became more controlling and faced increasing allegations of human rights abuses, repression, and election rigging. The economy collapsed after he led a far-reaching land expropriation program, and both inflation and unemployment soared. But even as he cast his final ballot, he was warmly welcomed by his people, who cheered the man they call by his clan name, Gushungo. Anita Powell, VOA News, Harare.
This is VOA News.